listening to RadioVolta.org, a project of the Philadelphia Independent Media Center. If you have AOL Instant Messenger, you can instant message us to Volta Radio.
This song don't need violence for backup.
What do we got next?
What do we have next? How about Danger Blues?
Danger Blues.
Get dangerous and play Danger Blues.
Outstanding. When you're living in the big one, what's the big one, by the way?
The big one, in the case of that tune, was actually New York. But I guess the big one could be anywhere that anywhere you live, any city that you're near to, or not a city. I don't know.
Well, I was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. So what do you think the big one is to me, though?
I think it's New York.
Kick it.
When you're living in the big one, certain things that you gotta know. Gotta learn how to talk fast, move tight, and you gotta be bad.
Testicle 1-2, is this microphone working? Testes 1-2, the Reverend is in. Reverend Bookburn show will begin in about 2 minutes. Tapers, relay broadcasters, anyone else who gives a fuck. The Reverend is in, beginning in 2 minutes.
Oh, you gotta be bad, bad. Well, I know your mama didn't raise you tough, but you gotta be a man. Yeah. Whoa, you can't afford to be a joker all the time. So take your sweetest stuff and soak it in the brine, because your mama chewed a bullet.
Sure,
rose against the concrete city. So lose the lipstick and take off those shoes. You aren't fit for these avenues. Well, no, 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 no. You gotta be. I thought I told you. Oh,
Lord, have mercy.
Yeah.
Hard on time.
All the time. Don't pour your heart out. Keep it locked away inside. Cause I know that you don't want to make your mama cry. Whoa, whoa. Whoa, oh, oh, oh.
Sorry to interrupt.
Do you know
this,
the heart of man?
Cowboy. Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is a very special show. Tonight is the official reading of Jesse Helms' will, and you will hear the entire content of it, and it is containing a few surprises, to say the least. Tonight the theme is Jesse Helms' will. We'll have a lot of tribute songs and carefully selected appropriate tunes and comedy tracks for the late senator. If you never heard of him, and if you didn't hear about his death, there's a lot to say about it, because it's interesting that they acted like the deaths of Reagan and the Pope were like the deaths of rock stars, and are ignoring Senator Jesse Helms' death because he's probably even more embarrassing than those other two numbnuts. A racist, anti-abortion, fetus-obsessed, deranged human, and Christian supremacist, and a whole lot more, but that can all wait. Tonight, the Reverend, as the anointed official executor of Jesse Helms' will, We'll take care of all matters pertaining to the death of the senator. We'll introduce him to those who never heard of him. And we have other news and things to celebrate, like the 10th anniversary of the very independent grassroots and activist record label called Ever Reviled Records. If you heard a show years back where we had the anarchist punk band Hopeless Dregs of Humanity on as live guests, they were among the founders of Ever Reviled Records, and a few other artists we have played multiple times throughout the years, and since we started, actually, in 2001. And they have marked 10 years and had a celebration event, and we are celebrating. So to Darren Deicide, Hopeless Dregs of Humanity, David Rovix, Givas Barabas, and all people involved in the Ever Reviled Records Collective, we say happy 10th anniversary, and we're going to start off with one of your artists, Givas Barabas, from their recording, which is called Luke 318. And I think this is also an appropriate song as a kind of a tribute to Jesse Helms as well. This is Givas Barabas doing Jesus Christ Stole My Virginity. We'll be right back.
with burning sticks.
Carrying a rifle and a crucifix.
Going to the church and get your fix.
Cutting glass customs and throwing bricks.
God is watching.
God is watching.
God is watching
you.
God is watching.
God is watching.
God is watching
you.
Come on, dear boy, your life's a mess. Kneel down by my throne. Let me hear you confess.
Give up all your sins and your safety pins. This is the war that Jesus wins.
God is watching.
God is watching.
God is watching
you.
God is watching.
God is watching.
God is watching
you.
God is watching.
God is watching.
God is watching.
God is watching.
hypocrites, but we're not hypocrites. We're hypocrites, but we're not hypocrites.
Teach something relevant, something modern. The internet! The internet is really, really great.
For porn!
I got a fast connection so I don't have to wait.
For porn!
What? There's always some new site.
For porn!
I browse all day and night.
For porn!
It's like I'm surfing at the speed of light.
For porn!
Trekkie!
The internet is for porn!
Trekkie!
The internet is for porn!
What are you doing?
Why, you think the net was born? Porn, porn, porn!
Trekkie!
Oh, hello, Kid Monster!
You are ruining my song!
Oh, me sorry, me no mean to!
Well, if you wouldn't mind, please, being quiet for a minute so I can finish?
Okie dokie!
Good! I'm glad we have this new technology!
For porn!
Which gives us untold opportunity!
For porn! Oh, sorry!
From your own desktop!
For...
You can research, browse, and shop! Until you've had enough and you're ready to stop.
For porn.
Trekkie.
The internet is for porn.
Ooh.
The internet is for porn.
Trekkie.
Me up all night hugging me porn to porn, porn, porn.
That's gross. You're a pervert.
Sticks and stones, Kid Monster.
No, really. You're a pervert. Normal people don't sit at home and look at porn on the internet.
Oh?
What?
You have no idea. Ready, normal people?
Ready.
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 Let me hear it.
The internet is for porn.
Sorry, Kate.
The internet is for porn.
I masturbate.
All these guys unzip their flies for porn. Porn.
The internet is not for porn.
Porn.
Hold on a second.
Wow.
Now, I happen to know for a fact that you, Rod, check your portfolio and trade stocks online.
That's correct.
And Brian, you buy things on Amazon.com.
Sure.
And Gary, you keep selling your possessions on eBay.
Yes, I do.
And Princeton, you sent me that sweet online birthday card.
True.
Oh, but Kate, what you think he do after?
Yeah.
Internet is for porn.
Gross.
Internet is for porn.
I hate porn.
Grab your dick and double click for porn. Porn, porn.
I hate men.
Porn.
I'm leaving.
Porn.
I hate the internet.
The internet is for internet is for internet is for porn. Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna play another song that we think the late senator would appreciate as one of the loudest voices for decades for censorship. This is me. This is from, I forget what year, but this was the first time that God had appeared on the show. So As a memorial for Senator Jesse Helms, this is Reverend Bookburn interviewing God. All right, where is he? Where's this great deity who has no sense of timing or punctuality, as always? All right. Hello, God. Are you here to address the book burners? Thank you. Okay, well, you're God, so I guess it would be silly for me to tell you to sit down or talk into the microphone or whatever. But the book burners want to hear from you, and so do the charming humans who send the Reverend all of that Jesus spam and all that other kind of shit that comes in by email. And they want to hear from you, and all of the people who think that you don't permit them to hurry up, leave this earth, leave this life, and go to you. They think you don't want them to hurry that up or cause it to happen or cause it to happen immediately. Okay, here.
I am the one true God, and I wish Marla, the late and great engineer, were here to help me make sounds to prove it. I am the one and only almighty, one way, one true path, one track, one narrow, straw-thin tube, tunnel vision, one and only way, truth, true, one and only deity, and great and powerful Oz figure, master of the universe, the fucking way, God, that there is. And it is my will that people give themselves exemption from the book that has been recycled from ancient Egyptian mythology and ancient Asian mythology, and rewritten and repackaged countless times, and written even originally by deluded people who have no idea what they're saying or who they're plagiarizing from. I tell you right now, it is my will for you to come to me at the earliest possible minute. Commit a painless act that will bring you to me. Go peacefully, whether it's a handful of reds or something else that will let you drift into a deep sleep that does not end. It is my will that you come to me right now. Join my son. Get nailed even. But sit with us. Watch Mary's ass walk past you. Look at angels playing harps and fondling toys. Join us with endless oceans of chocolate. Listen to Pat Boone music and join in my holy Disneyland at the earliest possible minute. This is God, and I'm giving you special permission right now to join my boy in me. And bring yourselves to us immediately. It is my will. I'm gonna go over the
Alright, thank you, God. Thank you very much. I just wanted to ask you if that end part was you talking in tongues. And if so, what exactly is your almighty tongue like? Oh, he's gone. I wanted him to answer the question. But, alright. Alright, goodbye, God. God is not going to tell us what his tongue is like. So we'll have nothing to go on except pure speculation and projection. All right.
Word of God is potent. The word of God is his sperm. You better hear this. And that's the reason why he said there was no revelation, widespread revelation. What he was saying, there was no widespread pregnancies taking place because most of the preaching was giving dead sperm, and dead sperm can't impregnate nothing.
Experimentation in chemical and biological warfare, torture training, political assassination, and the most popular of all, population control.
Oh, keep going? Okay. Well, after your first donation, you will receive a photo of your adopted agent in some distant land like Somalia or the Gobi Desert, digging a well or administering a shot to unsuspecting natives. You see, folks, together, we can make a difference. Together, we can change the world. Brought to you by the Peace Corps. And now, back to our regularly scheduled program. Number P, everybody.
George Bush is a gangster.
George Bush.
George Bush is a gangster.
Rig the election now.
George Bush is a gangster.
I said the pimp.
We're slowly but surely taking control of that country so that we can free the people of Iraq and eventually clear that country of
weapons of mass destruction.
This is Halliburton Ernie, and it's so heartwarming to be here with Reverend Bookburn and Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist. And it seems that the Bookburners are surviving all kinds of turmoil, from parasites to crises, and we have to say that we are happy that Taylor Trash is surviving her eviction, and we want to dedicate this next song to the dog that she loves, Little Bear. This is a special tribute to a very wonderful dog who is loved by Taylor Trash. This is by Blanks 77, and this is Halliburton Ernie introducing Hound Dog.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, a crying dog. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, a crying dog. You ain't nothing but a bad man, you ain't no friend of mine.
They said you was high class, well I was just lying. They said you was high class, well I was just lying. You ain't nothing but a bad man, you ain't no friend of mine.
We'll be right back.
This car is automatic. It's systematic. It's hydromatic. What's greased lightning?
Greased lightning.
This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live Sunday nights at RadioVolta.org and archived at Radio4All.net, and updates, details, links, goodies, and playlists always at ReverendBookburn.com. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. To write to the Reverend for feedback to already done shows, input to forthcoming themed shows, or to send cartoons or music videos, requests for exorcisms or reverse exorcisms, or any reason except sending spam, unless it's the hilarious Jesus spam that continues to roll in to this day, write to RevBookburn at sjcdc.org. Happy 420, everybody, and please remember that we are trying to be responsible for at least 10,000 more sales of AKA Tommy Chung, because that was the number of DVDs seized, in other words, stolen by the Gestapo people in the Drug Enforcement Agency. Hello to Jello Biafra and all of the folks at AlternativeTentacles.com. Please remember that the boycott of the corporate scab version of the dead Kennedys remains. And hello to Dr. Susan Block, legendary sexologist and sex positive alternative to Dr. Laura. And you can check out her blogs at drsusanblock.com/blog. A big thank you to Pastor Rex Cat, Murgatroyd Productions, Mr. Scott, Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lava Zone, Radio 4 All, Baby Jesus Butt Plug, Hippie John, Mr. Z, and of course our in-house, whatever they do, Pastor Whoremaster, and John the Craptist. This is a pioneering, diverse presentation to push independent media to its utmost possibilities. Like George W. Numbnuts, war criminal, Enron ho, corporate stooge, Taliban wannabe, fetal worshipping, piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump, Bush, God speaks through me.
He's the name of the all of Nishnay, and
that was a reminder from the lower power to not forget to put on a show for the spies. It's time for open curtain exhibitionism and kink. The Lord commandeth ye. Okay, enough of that. I'm getting lazy recording all that shit. But it's the stuff that we always say. You heard Ferd Mert doing Grease Lightning. Jay Church did You're the One That I Want. Blank 77 did Hound Dog. And all three of those were from an all-punk and hardcore cover CD of every single song from Grease, plus other songs from that time period. Before that, Vanessa German did Thank You from the Slambush, the official mixtape compilation. Reverend Bookburn interviews God from Pastor Rex Katz's archives. From the original Broadway cast of Avenue Q, you heard The Internet is for Porn. Mr. Bungle did Hypocrites and started off with the Anniversary Guys from EverReviledRecords.com. Give Us Barabbas did Jesus Christ Stole My Virginity, Jesus Brigade, and Fear Thy Queer, Love Thy God. Oh my, it's prayer time. Lord, we ask that you read the genital functioning of the people who are abusing an entire West Philadelphia neighborhood, the people who are not content to merely abuse their loved ones at home and need to abuse entire communities such as this one with their excessively loud sirens. We know that, like guns and hunting, that it, and weapons of mass destruction, that it is overcompensation for impotence, and we ask thee to please restore their genital functioning and help them in their yearning to become human again. Thank thee. This is Reverend Bookburn. All right, you heard, let's see, set number one. We have a lot of tracks and tunes tonight, so I'll try to get to all of them. It's a very special playlist for the late Senator Jesse Helms, who was 86 years old, much of that in the United States Congress, and he was notorious for so many things. It's hard to go through the list, but we'll try. First of all, he was one of the most hardcore of the hardcore racists. The man made other racists look less racist. He was so extreme in that way and didn't try as hard to cover it up. He didn't try to mask it as well as in the modern day Bushies or people like that, but he was more overtly racist, especially the further back you go in history. So at the time when Reverend Jerry Falwell was calling the civil rights movement the civil wrongs movement, clever wit that he was, Helms was echoing such sentiments and maybe taking it a step further with a few derogatory and slanderous remarks. He was also a fetus worshiper, and he's one of these right-to-life people, which means, of course, fuck the living, fuck the poor, fuck the people with disabled kids, fuck the victims of disasters and hurricanes, but the fetus is such an important life. And things like that that make the Taliban proud. So yes, he was one of those fetal-obsessed people. He was a delusional Christian supremacist and a theocrat who believed that democracy, like a lot of these people, that democracy and diversity should be shit-canned for a theocratic dictatorship, for a holy state, and was a raging homophobe. Absolutely hated gay people. And of course, the people at the top, even in a time period where most people are disillusioned and know that the current regime totally sucks and are total assholes and liars and killers and war criminals and people who fucked up their lives, their incomes, their wages, their health care, their future, their social security, and the economic infrastructure that they're going to need to navigate and survive in, they're still role models in the sheepish culture. So when somebody like that talks about them homosexuals and their agenda, kind of like the white supremacists reading bullshit books like the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, proven years ago to have been a fraud. When they hear that from the top, it trickles down, and the most unbalanced of the unbalanced bigots and Christian supremacists, of course, go off and perpetrate violence, and it just happened again. So the fruits of his hatred continue to be manifested to this day. He was not only a homophobe, he was opposed and fought viciously against all AIDS funding for services or research through the entire 90s after the Ryan White Care Act was passed. Fought venomously against a disease in which people only get it through filthy, revolting, unnatural, disgusting conduct. And that's a quote. He was a lover of the tobacco industry. Well, I guess so are some of my friends. But he was a hoe for the tobacco industry. And the hypocrisy there is also astounding, because he hated hemp because it was harmful, but was a bought and sold representative of tobacco interests. So, nice little hoe story for him to be remembered by. He was a big advocate of censorship. Didn't like racy anything, even cartoons, even slightly teeny tiny bit naughty television shows. So I guess you get the picture. So he was this grumpy tobacco chewing hick who pretty much wanted to shit can democracy and diversity as we know it, or what's left of it, and pretty much held his ground for as long as possible. And we're going to acknowledge all of that, and we're going to read the entirety of his will, play a lot of other songs, but I wanted to introduce him because then you'll get some of the jokes and some of the song lyrics, some of the comedy clips, etc. He was, of course, don't be shocked, he was a total sex negative. So he was not only a homophobe, but he was also anti-anybody sex and a Puritan posture, which probably means he had a few secrets that went to the grave with him. But he was a sex negative, and we're going to have some special tunes in acknowledgement of that. All right, we're going to cover some news, play another set of songs, and then you will hear the entire contents of Jesse Helms' will, since Reverend Bookburn is, in fact, the anointed executor of Jesse Helms' will, probably because I'm clergy. Okay. Newly updated is ReverendBookburn.com, and the primary reason I'm plugging it right this minute is because the top article after the show announcements and the future forthcoming shows that are coming, the first article is about Naomi Klein that includes a video. Naomi Klein debunks Bush's offshore drilling plans. That is highly recommended, and please check it out. It's too big a topic. It's a whole show, and I don't know if I want to do a whole show, but please just click on that. You don't even have to read. There's a video, so maybe not now if you're kicking back with a dube or something, but sometime, we'll say before next week's show, then, sometime before then, be sure to check out Naomi Klein's debunks the Bush regime's offshore drilling plan. Okay. And the New Yorker magazine is creating a big stir because of its cartoon cover of Obama and his wife. And I have mixed feelings about it because, on the one hand, yeah, it's an obvious reflection of the way Fox News is and the way the right is and the way they're trying to not disagree with ideas or politics or posturings of Obama, but trying to paint him and play on people's fears and on hysteria, and coming up with total bullshit, such as, you know, he's a friend of Muslim extremists, and his wife is that, and so it was fucked up because it feeds into that. But on the other hand, it was good because it was an exaggeration. It was so extreme that it raises the issue of how the corporate media is trashing him, not for ideas or politics or integrity issues or his support of W. Numbnuts' faith-based corruption or any of that kind of stuff, but creating hysteria and playing on the politics of fear. So I would say that to those who the cover of New Yorker magazine, spread your outrage and expand your outrage to Fox News, to CBS, to talk radio like Rush Limbaugh and Michael Savage, and be sure to share the wealth, and not just people who may have struck a nerve in their attempt at satire and parody. And speaking of Michael Savage, and I think we've established by now and have seen enough by now to know he's even more stupid than Rush Limbaugh. He's even a bigger asshole than Rush Limbaugh. And his latest is his diatribe, his venomous attacks on, I'm not kidding, children with autism. And we're going to get back to that later. But that is also at ReverendBookburn.com. And if you're on MySpace, go to the Reverend's Friends and check out Italian Bella's blog about it that has all of the information on who to scream and yell to, or the link to Media Matters that broke the story. Talked out already. It's hot as fuck up here. It really is. We want to say congratulations and love to our friend who goes by the name of Miss March 2008 of High Times Magazine. And it's probably not her given name. That's why I'm laughing. But she has become a book burner over the last couple of months. And here it is. Her name is Kimberly. And otherwise known as Miss March 2008 High Times. And she made another cover. She is on the cover of The Best of Miss High Times. Stoner Swimsuit Special. Executive Collector's Edition. And this just came out. She made the cover. Pictures of them with buds in Jamaica. Yeah, don't look at that and get jealous. And of course, she's going to be crowned with a trip to Amsterdam. Now you can get jealous. And so we say congratulations to her for that. And let's see. There's a whole lot of other shit here, but that's going to have to wait. Let's see. News. I was going to talk about the film by Charlie Chaplin that was made when he was much older and he wasn't doing like the silent comedies, called King of New York. And I've been looking for it and even asking movie freaks to find it, and so far there's no luck with it. But King of New York, which was made, I believe, during the McCarthy era, or one of those periods of hysteria and loyalty oaths and all this other insane shit. Let's see, if we have time before the end of the show, we will talk about the violent police at the 2008 Rainbow Gathering, and who were doing it in self-defense. That's like saying that they had to attack flowers in self-defense with pepper gas and rubber bullets. And there's links at reverendbookburn.com and at the Reverend's MySpace page. There's an entire blog about it. And if we have time, we'll talk about that too. The violent thugs at the 2008 Rainbow Gathering. A final bit of news and then we'll play music. Jinx, the lead vocalist of the band Coven, which has been around since the 60s, a deliciously evil band and singer, had a near-fatal heart attack on July 9th and was rushed to the hospital, was practically pronounced dead. And so you only hear this shit from the Christians. So her music continues to be kind of dark and gothic and demonic. And so, and she came back from the dead. So there really was a dark miracle. And it's always good to give you, the book burners, news like that. And is actually out of the hospital now. Just got word in the last couple of days. And is recuperating. So we say wishes for a full recovery and healing to Jinx, and hopes that her life gets back together, and hopefully, but not necessarily, we would love it if there could be more from the band Coven. Let's see. Next show, we store who don't like, you know, those. Next, July 27th. Oh, come, like old faithful, with live guest Goddess Kitty from Erotic Radio Live in 2 weeks, August 3rd. I'm not sure what we're naming the show, but God, who was interviewed earlier from an old recording from, I believe, 2004 or 2005, God will be returning to address George W. Numbnuts Bush. So, I guess like a kind of a state of the universe kind of speech. But God will be here in 2 weeks to talk to George W. Bush and his regime. Coming up in August or September, whenever, because the rest of the summer scheduling is going to be a little rough and hairy, and we're not going to be able to get to do the show every Sunday. But in either August or September, we will have another themed show, Martha Stewart's Etiquette Guide for Wiping Floors with Your Pastor's Ass. In late August, we will have a special 40th anniversary of the Yippie Festival of Life in Chicago, 1968. And that will be a show to remember. That has been worked on for months, even with other shows to plan. And that's it. Stay in touch through ReverendBookburn.com. This show and all shows are at Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4 All.net. And write to me, RevBookburn@sjcdc.org. Let's play one of Rush Limbaugh's favorite drug songs, and I think Jesse Helms will this as well. This is Wayne Lammers and Pete Levin portraying themselves as Rush Limbaugh, and the track is entitled My Drugs Are Red, White, and Blue.
I'm Rush the Magic Dragon, the right-wing drugstore cowboy, a hillbilly heroin addict, a ditto-head deadhead now, boy. You know that my opinions were always kind of whack. Now you know the reason. I'm strung out on mountain smack. My drugs are red, white, and blue. I also like the pink ones, the little green ones too. When you're on drugs, you see things that no one else can see. Like right there, I saw Jesus, and he drives an SUV. My drugs are red, white, and blue. Would you hand all the guns out to someone sniffing glue? You got something if you push the NRA. I need more pills to make that Michael Moore guy go away. My drugs are red, white, and blue. This isn't paranoia. John Ashcroft's watching you. When you're on drugs, there's terrorists everywhere you go. Al Franken's in Al-Qaeda. Bill O'Reilly told me so. My drugs are red, white, and blue. When you hear junkies jiving, just what percent is true? Kids say no to morphine, 'cause it can lead to grass. It really blows your mind when your head is up your ass. My drugs are red, white, and blue. GOP party monsters party all night through. It's only pharmaceuticals, it's not a real crime. The crime is I can't figure out how to blame it on the Clintons this time.
I want
You know what I mean? You want a better world, ladies and gentlemen? Legalize pot right now. You want to end the deficit? Legalize pot right now. I am so sick of hearing about the goddamn deficit, I could fucking puke blood. There ain't no fucking deficit. It's a fucking lie, and it's a fucking illusion in the first place. But you want to end it? You want to end it? Legalize pot, biggest cash crop in America. Deficit's gone. But I am so sick of hearing about, well, your leaders misspent your hard-earned tax dollars, so you, the people, now have to tighten your belts, and we got to start paying this back. Because we, your leaders, misspent your money. You know what would make tightening my belt a little easier? If I could tighten it around Jesse Helms' scrawny little chicken neck. Sacrifice right now. You fucking tobacco pushing motherfucker. You are the worst fucking drug dealer in the fucking world. You scrawny right wing fear mongering piece of sucker of Satan's cock. You suck Satan's cock, you fucking chicken neck little fucking cracker. I'd tighten my belt if that were the case. I'd eat bologna for a week. You know what I mean? I'd sacrifice. Boy, Jesse Helms is another great one, isn't he? Just another little fevered ego tainting our collective unconscious. Because, you know, anyone like Swaggart, anyone that far to the right is hiding a very deep and dark secret. You do know that, right? I'm an armchair fucking psychologist, but anyone that... You know when Jesse Helms finally dies... He's going to commit suicide, first of all, in a wash tub out back underneath a pecan tree. He's going to slash his wrist and he's going to write in blood, "I've been a bad boy." But you know they're going to find the skins of young children drying in his attic. Swarms of horseflies going in and out of the eaves. And on CNN, over and over, his wife going, "I always wondered about Jesse's collection of little shoes." Anyone that far to the right is fucking hiding a deep, dark secret. Speaking of Satan, I was watching Rush Limbaugh the other day. Doesn't Rush Limbaugh remind you of one of those gay guys who likes to lay in a tub while other men pee on him? See his fat body in a tub while Reagan, Quayle, and Bush just stand around pissing on him, and he can't. His little piggly wiggly dick can't get hard. I can't get hard. Reagan, pee in my mouth. Well, how's that, Rush? Still can't get hard, so they call in Barbara Bush. She takes her pearls off, puts them up his ass, then squats over him, undoes her girdle. Her wrinkled, flaccid labia unfolds halfway down to her knees like some ballless scrotum. She squeezes out a link into his mouth. Finally, his dick gets half hard. A little clear bubble forms on the end with a maggot inside. The maggot pops the bubble and runs off life group somewhere. Am I the only one that sees that, or I'm not? Thank God I'm not alone. Thank God I had the insight to notice Rush Limbaugh is a scat muncher. He munches scat. Jesus, Bill. I'm so proud of that little dark poetry there. started, I came up with the word scat muncher, and it went from there, and I just immediately thought of Rush. Folks, it's time to evolve ideas. You know, evolution did not end with us growing thumbs. You do know that, right? Didn't end there. We're at the point now where we're going to have to evolve ideas. The reason the world's so fucked up is we're undergoing evolution. And the reason our institutions, our traditional religions are all crumbling is because they're no longer relevant. They're no longer relevant. So it's time for us to create a new philosophy and perhaps even a new religion, you see. And that's okay, because that's our right, because we are free children of God with minds who can imagine anything. And that's kind of our role. How do you evolve ideas? I'll give you an example right here. By the way, there are more dick jokes coming. Please relax. I know I'm starting to lose them a little bit here with this shit. I'm like digging a fucking hole right now. And another thing. Where the hell did Bill go? He dug himself right through the planet. I hear people heckling in Chinese right now. Why you don't do dick joke? Do dick joke. Win crowd back. No one wants to hear your philosophy. They want to hear dick joke. Wow, what a completely rational heckler. They paid to hear dick joke, not to hear you talk about the President Bush. Here's how you evolve an idea. I'll give you an example. Why is the drug czar of this country? Well, let's go back. Why do we have a drug czar in this country? A. B. Why is he a cop? Why isn't he a guy in recovery who's had an alcohol and or drug addiction and overcome it? And why doesn't he help people with the same problem with compassion rather than condemnation? Why do we put people who are on drugs in jail? They're sick. They're not criminals. Sick people don't get healed in jail. See, it makes no sense. And if we evolve the idea, you see, the planet might be more compassionate and something like heaven might dawn. I want everyone here to take the 5 dried grams I taped under your all chairs right now. Under your chairs. Check them out. Check them out. Under your chair. Let's go, man. The fucking UFOs are waiting in the 5th dimension. Let's go! We'll do it later. We'll do it as a closer. Oh, shit. Mushrooms grow naturally on the planet. They're against the law. Marijuana grows naturally on the planet. It's against the law. Do you think making nature against the law seems a bit, I don't know, unnatural?
Yeah.
This is Dr. Greed, and I'm fed up with all of this mockery about the late, great Sandy Holmes. I am proud to have a clinic that he would have laughed at with filth all over the ground outside. Appalling services inside, and laughter and mockery to low-income women, and a refusal to serve women who have Medicaid. I'm proud to stick my hairy chest in women's faces and show them my gold chains. And I love this next song by Toxic Narcotic about people who model themselves after me. People who, like ticks, attach themselves to a host and bleed and drain them dry. This song is called Parasite.
And joins a prolife.
Jesse.
Bye.
You heard Toxic Narcotic doing Parasite and All Bands Suck. Red Cross did Love Doll Superstar from the soundtrack of Love Doll Superstar. Bill Hicks from his incredible comedy CD Rant in E Minor did Deficit, Jesse Helms, Rush Limbaugh, and Time to Evolve. The Sex Slaves did 2 a.m. and Wayne Lammers and Pete Levin as Rush Limbaugh did My Drugs Are Red, White, and Blue. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight, the theme is Jesse Helms' Will. And the Reverend, as pointed out earlier, is the anointed executor of Jesse Helms' Will. And so we did a little brief introduction earlier. And bottom line is he was one of the ultimate homophobes, advocates of censorship, sex negatives, advocate of sexual repression laws, representative stooge of the tobacco industry, and so much more. So, but he died on the 4th of July, which sounds like it would make a great video. And, yeah, dead on the 4th of July. And so it made an otherwise dull and retarded holiday a little brighter with some good news. And I was speaking of films and videos. It's in the infant stages, but we're looking into the viability of a film or short video project with the title Wrapped Smear, which is a combination of Rapture and Pap Smear. And at first it was going to be just another joke, but it's generating a lot of interest, and we've had an upsurge in publicity. So there's a lot of buzz talk, and there's a few connections. I don't even want to say this until something a little more solid is there, but we're bouncing the idea around. I have a bunch of notes, and of course Jesus would be in it, since he's a pervert who's into feet and groupies and sex workers. So we have a lot to work with, but The Wrapped Smear is a film we'd like to make in addition to Dead on the 4th of July about the late Senator Jesse Helms. And anyway, with us, the content of Jesse Helms' will, which he left nothing to his family. Oh, I did get one comment in advance, which was, what if somebody from his family listens to the show? And I said, I hope somebody from his family listens to the show, because as we've said repeatedly on the show, when we were trying to get the Bush girls to come on, blood is not sacred. You know, if you're related to a Bush, you know, or a mobster, or a CIA assassin, or any of that kind of shit, you know, or somebody who runs the Christian Broadcasting Network, it's not sacred. That doesn't mean you have a special loyalty to them. You have a loyalty to humanity and to your circles of people. Blood is not sacred. So, Helms family members, this is in part with the hope of entertaining you. And yes, it's a loss. And yes, in a weird way, and I understand this as well as anybody, it's still the loss of somebody, even the loss of a loved one, but this kind of humor is a part of the process of dealing with this, and dealing with what he chose as a separate individual to do with his life. So, blood is not sacred. All right. Reverend Bookburn is the anointed executor of Jesse Helms' will, and here is the content. To Jim McGreevy. God, my handwriting bites. To Jim McGreevy, I leave you the pair of boxers that Senator Orrin Hatch left at my house. To Reverend Donald Wildman. Remember when I supported you during your campaign against those smutty golden girls from the TV? I got 3 pairs of authentic worn panties from the cast way back when. They're yours. To Senator Larry Craig, in appreciation of our men's room encounter, I leave you 200 rolls of the collectible Jesse Helms toilet paper from the 90s. To Senator David Vitter, I'm leaving you my favorite role-playing nanny. She didn't know you as a grown-up. I told her you were real small. I can't believe no diaper companies offered you an endorsement of racists, fetus worshippers. We have the Madam thing and the diaper pictures. To Pastor Ted Haggard, since we snorted meth and 69'd each other, I've become much closer to you. The call boy you brought in was perfect. I'm leaving you his Tarzan outfit. To Pastor Haggy, I'm leaving you my secret porn collection, as well as my art pieces, such as Piss Christ. Just don't say that you got it from me. To Pastor Jeremiah Wright, you shall receive a faith-based grant for your diligent efforts to please us. To Elliot Spitzer, I leave you my telephone directory for working gals internationally, and I leave you Robert Mapplethorpe's whip. To Monica Lewinsky, I leave you my shares in tobacco company interests. Despite all my fussing, I was kind of hoping for a cigar show. To Carl Rove, you are the greatest bullshit artist of all time. That's why I love you so much. I'm leaving you the relics of what we used during the Soviet-Afghan War. The Holy War literature and training that was later made famous by Al-Qaeda and other holy warriors. You know, these things have to be collector items. To Pastor Rod Parsley, I'm leaving you a copy of our old Holy War Jihad training manual and my portrait of Osama bin Laden. This will help you in your next Holy War sermon. And to that new Pope, I leave you my collection of little boy shoes. Okay, my work is done here. As executor of Jesse Helms' will, it was my duty to read that, and I decided to go public with it because I thought the public would be interesting, even though this guy was so extreme they played down his death. Like, you hardly heard about it. They just showed, like, a bunch of retards, you know, waving ribbons and lighting fireworks and didn't even give it much coverage, unlike the rock star treatment that dead Reagan and dead pedophile Pope got in 2004 and 2005, respectively. The corporate media kind of like blew this aside. So, but we wanted to acknowledge him, acknowledge the legacy that he left, and also to go public with the contents of Jesse Helms' will. It is hotter than fuck in Philadelphia at Philadelphia Independent Media Center and Lava Zone and Radio Volta. And we are going to play another fitting song. Since it's after the funeral and after the will, we thought we better play this song before it's too late. It's a beautiful song by Ghost Dance, and it's called Shrunken Heads.
Yeah. of a bitch!
We'll be right back.
his head and mail it to them in a garbage bag.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message. I'm gonna miss the great late Senator Jesse Helms. He was always a strong ally to my daddy and former President Reagan and all of our friends from the 700 Club and Reverend Jerry Falwell's ministry. He was a special ally an asset for the Fatherland Security Department and the crusade for morals and family values. He had a delicious taste for fetus and loved to take a stand for purity and Puritan posturing. I'll miss that cute little guy with his tobacco and his little boy shoes. God, I'm gonna miss him. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Alright, let's see, you heard... Well, I'll play the song. I'll announce the songs later. But that was Camper Van Beethoven playing their tribute to Jesse Helms' soldiers in the Skinhead Army. And now let's play him another special tribute song by Queer for Girls entitled Star Spangled Hammer.
Thank you.
I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a really good one. Sunday, July 20th, 2008. At RadioVolta.org, ReverendBookburn.com, and Radio4All.net. We have no runner-ups, just one special recipient. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is Michael Savage. Michael Savage, the hate radio host, modeled after Rush Limbaugh and other buffoons from Bill O'Reilly to other spreaders of bullshit and hatred, has never been light on the hate and bullshit beater, always trying to outdo his peers and role models, but has just recently taken it a step even further by slamming autistic children. That is not something that is made up or exaggerated, referring to them as morons and spoiled brats and kids who need a dad around to lay down the law and shake them and tell them to snap out of it and grow up. His total lack of understanding of what autism is, his total ignorance on the subject, his total insensitivity to the people who are caregivers and loved ones of people with autism, means that he is a special kind of asshole and one of the lowest of the recipients of this award. Michael Savage, you are Asshole of the Week. All right, we have so heard enough of those fart sounds. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Whore. Queer for Girls did Star Spangled Hammer. Camper Van Beethoven did Take the Skinheads Bowling. Crucifix did Hinkley Had a Vision. NBJ did Dead Porker. Impatient Youth did Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition. And started off with Ghost Dance doing Shrunken Heads. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been Jesse Helms' Will. And if you just tuned in now, you're near the end of the show and you missed the entire contents of Jesse Helms' Will. But it will probably be on the blog site at reverendbookburn.com and or Reverend Bookburn's MySpace page. And tonight's show will be archived probably in a week at Radio 4 All. They have a lot of technical problems and the site is down a lot, but when it's up, they can really get it up. And about 2.5 years of shows are archived there, as well as golden gems from the preceding years, starting from the classic Deprogram America show from March 2002. So write to your reverend at revbookburn@sjcdc.org. Check out the updates, playlists, details, goodies, links, and worthwhile stuff always at reverendbookburn.com, the Reverend's YouTube channel at youtube.com/revbookburn, and on MySpace, myspace.com/reverendbookburn. Next week is Oh Come Like Old Faithful with special live guest Goddess Kitty from Erotic Radio Live. In 2 weeks, August 3rd, we don't know the name of the show yet, but God will be live on the show again to speak to George W. Bush. In August or September, we will do another themed show. That's when things will get busy, so we can't be sure what the dates are and the Reverend's other summer stuff that's happening. But August or September, we will do Martha Stewart's Etiquette Guide for Wiping Floors with Your Pastor's Ass. And late August, the 40th anniversary of the Yippie Festival of Life in Chicago. And more to come. And we'll keep you posted if there's any developments on the Reverend's film or short video project, The Rapt Smear, from the root words rapture and pap smear. We're going to play one more song and get out of here. A song by Zedokta, and it seems like a fitting tribute and final memorial song for the end of the show in remembrance of the late Senator Jesse Helms. This is Zedokta doing Dedication to Defecation. Good night.
You believe the word rape that someone uses so loosely and full of hate. I'm living my life how I want to, not taking no for an answer, cause I have no regrets, and I'm the true killer lover. You trash my name, you think it's fun now?
Take your shit on my face.
You lost our respect, you say it's no big deal now.
Take your shit on my face.
My blood is yours and you fucking know it now.
Take your shit on my face.
We were together, we have fun now!
Take the shit on my face!
My words! Jump on your shirt! And I
You say it's no big deal now.
Take shit on my face.
My blood is yours and you fucking know it now.
Take shit on my face.
We were together, we have fun now.
Take shit on my face.
A little green Rosetta, a little green Rosetta, a little green
Rosetta,
a little green
Rosetta.
Make a muffin better, make a muffin better with a green Rosetta, a green
Rosetta. A little green Rosetta, a little green Rosetta, a little green Rosetta.
You'll make a muffin
better.
Whereupon the door closes violently.
Cause I'm going down back to the bits that I left uptown. I need a fix cause I'm going down. Mother Superior jumped the gun. Mother Superior jumped the gun. Yoko, oh no, no. Yoko, oh no, yes. I need a fix cause I'm going down back to the bits that I left uptown. I need a fix cause I'm going down. Mother Superior jumped the gun. Mother Superior jumped the gun. Superior jumped the gun. Mother Superior jumped the gun. Superior jumped the gun. jumped the gun. Mother Superior jumped the gun. Mother Superior jumped the gun. Mother Superior jumped the gun.
Hi, this is Eric, head of Kanai Spin Classic Rock on the Owl's Roost every Monday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on www.radiovolta.org. Every Roost starts with one by the guys you hear behind me. That's the greatest rock and roll band in the world, the Rolling Stones. Thanks for tuning in.
Same time, and it's yours. It's your power. It's your gun. And what do you do with a gun? You shoot it. You look for a nice target. You take aim and you squeeze the trigger. And that fucking gun goes blam. There's nothing like it. I guess the only thing that would make it better would be if you could just put another bullet in it and shoot that fucker again. And 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 again. Nothing is perfect.
All right, rock and roll. It's Ernie Scarring with you this morning. How you doing? Reservation time to get up and get at 'em. If you got a job to go to today, it's going to be tough if you're working outside. Not a very good day. Kind of gray, kind of overcast. Let's take a look at the forecast.
Reservation weather.
As a matter of fact, 30% chance of rain today. Look for a high of 6, low overnight tonight of 0, and a chance of frost. Cover up the stinkweed. Winds west today, 37, gusting to 55, 40% chance of showers. So overnight tonight, weekend's going to be cloudy and cool. Stay in and stay warm today if you can. 6 degrees right now. Fresh corn on the cob is irresistible, especially at Safeway's low prices. This week we got Washington grown, Canada number one corn on the cob. Value priced at 3 cobs for 88 cents.
Doing it right.
Fuck.
Fucking
shit.
Safeway,
sorry about this. I didn't know it was. Fucking goddamn Whitey produced fucking commercials never come out the right way. Okay, Safeway's got everything. It's 88 cents for the corn and everything you need for a super summer barbecue. Charcoal, starter, napkins, and paper plates at Brockett Safeway. Are you ever bothered by itchy feet and foot odor in your moccasins? Well, no problem. This is Ernie Catface for Dr. Dr. Shaw's foot powder. And you can get your very own foot powder right at the Brocket General Store. Sprinkle a little bit in the moccasin, and it rubs out the greeblies in there. If you haven't taken a bath for a couple of days, just put it in, no problem. There's a big sale on it, and you can pick yours up for only $14.99 a bottle at the Brocket General Store, 14th Avenue South, down by the Big Teepee in Brocket. Ever find yourself sitting around wondering, hey, what are we going to do tonight? Well, wonder no more, because you can get ripped if you go down to the 7-Eleven and pick up Lysol spray, either unscented or plain. Of course, you can't get it in the Brocket General Store, but you can just zip into Cardston and get some at the Red Rooster. And if you're looking for something hot, listen, take it from one who knows. So how can you argue with that? Get down to the Red Rooster store in Cardston and pick up your can of Lysol today. Either regular or fresh scent too that comes in the blue can. This is Ernie Crying Head for Lysol.
23 before 9.
From Rocket 99, rocking the teepees of Rocket.
Saw her standing there by my outhouse door. She must have been about 64. The beat was going strong, playing my favorite song. It was Kalija, and I could tell that it wouldn't be long till she'd blow me, yeah, me. And I could tell that it wouldn't be long till she'd blow me, yeah, me. Singing, I love rock and roll when I'm getting blown by the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll. So come on, take your lips and suck off me. I like it. Shut up. She smiled, so I got up and asked for her name. That don't matter, she said, cause I'll suck the same. I said, can I take you home where we can be alone? And next we're moving on, she was blowing me, yeah, me. And next we're moving on, she was blowing me, yeah, me. Singing, I love rock and roll when I'm getting blown by the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll, so come and take your lips and suck off me. Yeah, yeah, I like it. It wouldn't be long till she'd blow me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long till she'd blow me, yeah, me. Singing, I love rock and roll when I'm getting blown by the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll, so come and take your lips and suck off me. I love rock and roll when I'm getting blown by the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll, so come and take your lips and I love rock and roll. Shit, come and take your lips and the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll, so come and take your lips and suck up. I love rock and roll. I get shit when I fuck the lyrics up. I love rock and roll, so come and take your lips and suck up. I love. Shit, they did it again to me. What? That's the second time.